I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Brazilians are taking to the streets yet again. 2 years ago, Brazilians, mostly from the left, came out to protest higher bus fares. This time, the voices rising are coming from the political right. Yesterday, tens of thousands took part in marches and rallies around the country. Taylor Barnes is a journalist based in Rio. She's been covering the protests for the Christian Science Monitor. So you went to a protest yesterday in Rio, Taylor. What were people upset about?
Yeah, that's right. I went to one on the Copacabana beach yesterday in Rio, and it's safe to call it an anti-workers party protest. So there was calls for the current president, Dilma Rousseff, to be removed from office. There were elements that were quite extreme in yesterday's protest. I saw several members of the military riding in a Jeep in camouflage with berets on. They stood up and saluted when the national anthem was played. And they had banners saying, "We need a military intervention now."
That seems to really be saying a lot.
Yeah, and that is a very alarming thing to see in a country that only returned to democracy in 1985 and indeed went through 2 decades of military dictatorship. It seems to be still a fringe movement within these protests. I had one political scientist yesterday call that to me, quote unquote, a few crazies. That said, some people yesterday were indeed much more moderate, and they themselves told me that at some point they voted for the Workers' Party in the past, and they've become disillusioned.
So I know Brazil's economy has cooled down in the past few years, but only after making really impressive gains under Dilma Rousseff and her predecessor, Lula. What are people unhappy about?
Well, that's a great question, and one interpretation may be that precisely for having had such strong years, especially when the many other countries worldwide were going through the global recession— you could argue that maybe Brazilians, now that the economy has cooled down, are feeling that all the more so because they knew the good times so recently and they had something of a success story recently and an ongoing corruption probe centering around the state oil company and politicians at the national level and a series of construction companies. And this has been going on for more than a year, and prosecutors have alleged a large kickback scheme, essentially, in which construction companies colluded to bid up the prices for contracts with the state oil company.
So the state oil company, that's Petrobras. That's the Petrobras scandal. Is that playing a big role in these protests? And what is the role of Dilma Rousseff in that scandal?
Most certainly. Well, one, Dilma in the past was indeed the chairwoman of Petrobras. And one of her roles in the company would be an oversight role. So at best, you could, some protesters will call her negligent in that role. And at worst, many believe she should be implicated and that she must have been involved in this.
Hey, Taylor, tell us about the pot bangers you've been writing about.
Definitely. So this has been happening when the Workers' Party or the president, Dilma Rousseff, gives any sort of a national TV address. People go out to their windows and bang pots so as to make so much commotion as though you can't hear her. And it's become something of a national joke as well, because since there's an impression that these protesters against the Workers' Party come from a more elite, wealthy strata of society. A joke that's been popular on social media is that the pot bangers had to go first ask their maid, "Hey, where's a pot?"
And this being Brazil, it's not just percussion. There was actually melodies played at the protest. What kind of music did you hear yesterday? And do you know what any of the lyrics were about?
Yeah, and one song that played yesterday was very intriguing for me. It was a samba classic called essentially "I Need to Have a Lot of Love for This Woman," and it's a pretty interesting and amusing choice. The lyrics to the song are essentially a man complaining that his girlfriend or wife wants everything, and every time she passes by a store, she sees something she wants to buy, ask him to buy it, and if he dares say no, then she threatens to leave him on the spot.
É preciso muito amor para suportar essa mulher. Tudo que ela vê numa vitrine ela quer. Tudo que ela quer tem que dar sem reclamar, porque senão vai comer. Ela chora.
So Taylor, whose song is this? It sounds like Joao Nogueira or somebody real old like that.
Yeah, this is from a samba musician, Zeca Pagodinho, and I heard this at the protest yesterday and saw a group singing and dancing to it. I believe the protesters used this today yesterday for 2 reasons. One, this is their way of representing the Workers' Party, which they think just takes and takes and takes. That's their sort of party line right now. And two, to choose a classic samba was a nice way for them to push back against this really elite label that has been slapped on them, because they're choosing a song that's very much part of pop culture and very much part of mass culture.
So even though it's an anger-filled protest, it still is kind of a party.
Exactly. It does not cease to be a very Brazilian protest.
Taylor Barnes writing about these protests in Brazil for the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Diz que vai embora, porque senão...